A senior lecturer at the Economics Department at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ibu Turkson, says the relative stability of the cedi during this festive season is due to the cocoa syndicated loan and remittances from Ghanaians abroad for the Christmas and New Year celebrations. He told Radio Ghana that the cedi is likely to depreciate early next year following the increase in the U.S. Federal Reserve rate, coupled with businesses changing their monies into foreign currencies for the next import.
During this time, you expect that because a lot of Ghanaians come home for Christmas, they also come with a lot of foreign currency. And so you should expect that around this time that you own against the other foreign currency. So it's expected. But also the fact that not quite long ago, the cocoa syndicate loan and those other money that we got from the Eurobond have been with the central bank. So you should expect a central bank will be trying to cushion the city for. So these are the sort of things that are playing out now, and the reason why they're stabilized, really. There's something that has really occurred just last that might also put pressure on it. The Fed rate in the U.S. has increased from 0 to 0.25. The implication of that alone is that now you're going to have investors who are investing in Ghana who prefer to move their investment out into the U.S. because compared to previously, it increased from 0 to 0.25. So you're going to have investments flowing out of Ghana into the U.S. So that alone is also going to put pressure on the city. So that would take some time for it to begin to put the pressure. So that is going to come. And rightly so, yes, the Christmas spending goes on wholesalers and cities in foreign currency for their next import. So that's also going to put some pressure on the just after the new year, getting to somewhere in the end of January. So we should expect a city.
What are some of the mitigating factors that you think the managers of the economy or the central bank should put in place to minimize the effect?
The Minister of Finance has already hinted that early next year he might go for a Eurobond loan. That is also an indication that he is looking for some foreign resources that hold the city against the other currency when the demand is gone. That is one way in which the government can do that. And so those are the reasons. But if we do not change the structural programs that lead us to import so much, then it's still going to be around every time. So the medium to long-term measure is for us to get our domestic firms to become competitive to produce so that we can have import competing sectors. Competing with the import so that we rely on those made in Ghana goods rather than import everything that we need. That in the medium to long term will help stabilize it.